Hello, handsome. I was just starting to miss that voice. I know, baby, just a few more days. How was work? Are they still on your back about that project? Gosh, you deserve better. I know that, you know that, they know that. We don't have to talk about work. I have a break between meetings and I want to spend it right here with you. Oh, my day was good. The hotel here is nice and it's cold enough to cozy up to the fire with my book after playing corporate house with the bigwigs. The company really went all out on booking this place. And they should, considering this is our biggest client. I'm just happy we're leaving with a renewal under our belt. I've missed you, you know. Right. Well, if we don't count the time you let the cat escape, I would agree that yes, you can manage our affairs just fine without me. Doesn't change the fact that we had to call the fire department. That cat was a little Houdini. Well, firstly, I miss you because you're my person, and secondly, I admit I am feeling protective of you right now. I don't like you being this far away from me. Don't laugh at me. Am I not allowed to miss my boyfriend? Listen, just because travel is a normal part of my job doesn't mean I like it. Look, I like it until I'm spending the night alone in an unfamiliar hotel room, staring up at the ceiling, wishing you were here. And if I'm here and you're there, that means my favorite toy is out of reach. You know how I feel about my toys. That's exactly right. In my field of vision is the only place my plaything belongs. And let's not forget how stingy I can be. I've never been good at sharing, not even as a little girl. You love me for it anyway. It's been a while since Mommy's been gone this long, hasn't it? I know, baby, it was cruel of me to use against you, but I love the way your breath catches when I do. You love when I call myself mommy. Baby, tell mommy where you are right now. Are you home? Perfect. I have about 15 minutes before my next call, and you just became my entertainment until then. What can I say? Mommy's in the mood to play. Go to our bedroom, get your lube, and I want you on the bed and naked for me. Put the phone on speaker and place it on the bed next to you. Am I understood? Good boy. Now go. Are you ready for mommy? That's my pretty boy. Are you settled? God, I wish I could see you right now, spread and waiting for me. You're beautiful in every way. If I close my eyes, I can see your chest rising and falling in anticipation. Tension in your jaw. The way you sound. You're messing up mommy's panties, sweet boy. Okay, focus on my voice while I'll tell you the rules. There's only one, so this should be easy. You must do exactly as I say. Do you understand? Speak. Thank you for listening. That's all you have to do. Do what you're told, speak when you're spoken to, and obey. I want you to lie back for me. Put a pillow under your head for comfort and close your eyes. That's it. You're doing so well already. Before we go any further, don't even think about going near your cock until I give you permission. Consider it punishment for making me fuck my fingers instead of you this week. Baby, you know whining is only going to encourage me, right? Okay, let's get started, shall we? Touch yourself for mommy. Start at your neck and slowly trailing your fingers down the warm skin. Notice how your pulse jumps eagerly. You want this, don't you, baby? Good boy. We can't forget that delicious chest, can we? Run your fingertips over your nipples. Feel as they bud under your attention. Yes, baby, keep going. Oh, don't you dare keep those moans from me. I want to hear what my voice does to you. Okay. Next is that gorgeous tummy. I love how it feels beneath me when I ride you. How my fingertips can just dig in for more leverage. Fuck, baby, I love that. You're doing so fucking well, love. Are you getting hard for me yet? Or does my precious boy still need some convincing? It doesn't really matter either way. I'm nowhere near finished with you. We're almost there, baby boy. I want you to reach down and cup those balls for me, okay? I know, baby. They're so heavy and full. Mommy is so cruel for teasing you like this. Squeeze them for me. Tell me how much you like it anyway. That's my perfect boy. Now, reach down further to that hidden space just below your balls. Can you press it for me, baby? Let your fingers trail over that tight hole. You sound so fucking good. The only thing that would make this better is you being here to lick up the mess you're making between my legs. I want you so much. I'd say I've teased you long enough, don't you think? That's yes, mommy. Yes, baby, good boy. It's time to touch your cock now. Get your lube and slick yourself up for mommy. I want you as wet as I am right now. That's it. Yes, baby. You may touch yourself. Stroke your cock for me. I want slow strokes from base to tip. Oh, wring out every last bit of pleasure for mommy. Ah, shh. Patience, baby boy. We're almost there. I know it feels so good stroking yourself just for me. I can hear the wet noises from your cock. Oh, speed it up for me, baby boy. I want you fucking desperate. I want your hips lifting from the bed, fucking up into nothing as you lie there and fuck your hand, wishing it was me. Mommy knows how to fuck her good boy better than anyone. Do you know why that is? Because you're mine, and nobody will ever satisfy you the way I do. Nobody could ever milk your cock the way I do, even hundreds of miles away. You're mine. Say it. Oh, good boy. The rest is up to you now, baby boy. Mommy has to leave to get ready for her next meeting now, so this last instruction is very important, okay? Keep fucking your hand, and each time you reach that sensitive tip, I want you to twist your wrist just like mommy does. Yes, just like that. Keep going as mommy talks. You have two options, and mommy's feeling generous. You may either come for mommy now, or you can wait for me to drain you properly once I get home tomorrow. Oh, but there is just one catch. If you come now, you can't come tomorrow. Choose wisely, baby boy. I love you.